Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
It's Wednesday, April 24th. This is the Market Comment Podcast by Achilles Gergolopoulos. I'm Christina Marujos, and thank you for joining us at XM.com. The recent U.S. data prints, and particularly the mid-April inflation report, has clearly alarmed the market of the possibility that the Fed could keep its rates unchanged in 2024. This is quite a shift, considering that in January, the market was confident that 6 rate cuts will be announced this year by the Fed. However, after several difficult days, the U.S. stock market really enjoyed yesterday's session. The downside surprise by the U.S. PMI surveys changed the market's momentum, with the S&P 500 recording its strongest daily rally since February 22nd. Weak durable goods orders later today will most likely maintain the positive sentiment in stocks, but the short-term outlook is clearly dependent on Thursday's preliminary GDP print. While the market acknowledges some upside risk to the current forecast of a 2.4% annualized growth, a stronger print might cause another correction in stocks. The earnings round continues with Meta reporting after the market closed today, and both Microsoft and Alphabet announcing the results tomorrow. Tesla published its details for the first quarter of 2024 yesterday, and despite announcing worse figures than wildly expected, equity investors were in a relatively good mood and pushed the stock higher in after-hours trading. The trigger was Tesla's plan to launch new models, some of them more affordable than the current offering. Also yesterday, Visa reported a jump in its revenues on the back of stable consumer spending. This is probably going to alarm the Fed doves, as the higher cost of money does not appear to dent consumer appetite and thus still fueling inflation. The dollar did not enjoy the same positive market momentum, with euro-dollar hovering today around the 107 level. The stronger euro area preliminary PMI surveys gave a lift to both the euro and European equities, but the momentum could quickly change upon the next week euro area data print. In addition, there are increasing noises that the European Central Bank much-touted June rate cut is not exactly set in stone, and that the ECB is not exactly ready to embark on an easing spree, with the Fed remaining on the sidelines. ECB's Nagel and Schnabel will be on the wires later today. In the meantime, dollar-yen remains a tad below the 155 threshold as the market keeps testing the Japanese authorities' reaction function. The preliminary PMI surveys yesterday were positive, but Friday's inflation outlook report will play a key role in the Bank of Japan meeting's outcome. The market does not expect another rate hike on Friday. The Australian inflation report for the first quarter of 2024 surprised on the upside earlier today. The Aussie reacted positively to the release by recording the 4th consecutive green session against the US dollar. The Reserve Bank of Australia was always seen as the least dovish central bank, with the market currently assigning 0 probability of a rate cut during 2024. This was the Market Comment Podcast at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.